From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Board of Trustees of the Columbia Land Conservancy, or CLC, September 8th, announced the appointment of Troy Weldy as the organization's new president, effective September 28th. Weldy will succeed Peter Padden, who is retiring after leading CLC for 14 years. Mark A. Levy, chair of CLC's Board of Trustees, said in a press release, and I quote, "We are delighted that Troy will be joining us. With his extensive background in conservation and land management, Troy is well suited to carry forward the work under our recently adopted strategic plan and to build on CLC's many successes as a national leader in the land trust community," end quote. Weldy has held leadership roles with the Conservancy at the state and North American levels for more than 20 years, working closely with government agencies and partners. As Director of Lands at the Nature Conservancy of New York, Weldy has been responsible for its conservation strategies, natural climate solutions, land management, land stewardship, and land protection activities. Weldy said in a statement, and I quote, "I am honored to have the opportunity to lead the Columbia Land Conservancy. I am looking forward to working with our staff, trustees, and partners to inspire our community to more deeply connect with, care about, and protect the natural world," end quote. Weldy received a master's degree from the College of William and Mary and his undergraduate degree from Butler University in biology. Padden will continue to work with the organization through the end of 2020 to assist with the transition. And you can read more about this story at clctrust.org. Kate Lisa is reporting for Johnson Newspaper Corporation. Democrat Michelle Henchy of Socrates and Republican Richard Amador of Rensselaerville, candidates for the 46th State Senate District seat, have announced they are scheduling a trio of public discussions to take place before the November general election. Incumbent George Amador is not seeking re-election. Henchy challenged Amador in a September 1st press release to commit to three debates. Henchy said, and I quote, "I hope that my opponent takes this as seriously as I do and will commit to three debates in the coming months so that the entire district is covered. The voters deserve more than Facebook attack ads and glossy mailers. They deserve to hear directly from us on the many important issues to them and their families," end quote. Amador said he is ready and willing to debate Henchy. He said, and I quote, "I look forward to debating the issues of the 46th District 100%, end quote. Candidates have struggled to campaign amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and most have canceled or limited in-person events, making it more difficult for voters to speak with and meet candidates before Election Day. Henchy agreed that she and Amador could debate and remain safely distanced. Virtual events also remain a possibility. Amador says he's willing to discuss a wide variety of issues. He said, and I quote, "I'm pretty broad-minded," end quote. Adding he hopes to highlight plans to address the state's bail reform, lowering taxes, increasing opportunities for upstate youth, and state's continuing response to COVID-19 pandemic. Henchy plans to address her proposal for a sustained pandemic response and economic recovery, including increased regional job development and protecting the area's natural resources. The expansion of high-speed broadband also remains a critical issue throughout the region, Henchy said. The campaigns will work with local organizations or news publications to help plan the debates. Henchy's campaign has talked with the League of Women Voters and suggested a Capital Region Forum in partnership with the Times Union. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Freeze is reporting for the Times Union. More than 100 nurses employed by Albany Medical Center gathered on Labor Day to press hospital officials to settle their contract, arguing that management has reduced their hours, cut personal time off, and frozen their annual wage increases. Jennifer Bijo, an intensive care unit nurse at Albany Med for 14 years, said, and I quote, "They called us heroes during the COVID pandemic, but then treated us like zeros. Union nurses want safe staffing, improvements, raise increases, affordable health insurance, and better health and safety measures. Most importantly, they want respect, end quote. The essential employees worked through the peak of the coronavirus pandemic, but efforts to settle their contract have been unsuccessful. The workers recently voted to strike within 10 days if hospital leadership does not meet with them at the table. More than 100 people clad in red shirts and face masks gathered outside Albany Med on Labor Day, calling on the hospital's leadership to negotiate and settle a fair agreement. Local, state, and federal lawmakers, as well as members of other Capital District labor unions, showed up to support the nurses at the rally organized by the New York State Nurses Association. Albany Med Communications Director Matt Markham said the hospital continues to negotiate in good faith with the Nurses Association, noting the facility has not laid off or furloughed any staff despite operating on a nearly $26 million operating loss. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, you can visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.